Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Hi there, you've finally joined Tiffany Wayne, and it's my first time doing Squirrel Tea Quirrel Tea. Now, it was supposed to be Squirrel Tea as in cup of tea, but Lani is so magnificent that I'm going to actually just be squirreling like a squirrel tea. You've found us on Access Radio 106.1 FM, and yes, it's my first show and I'm excited. So today we have quite a relevant date for us to think about. It is 1879 and the Tory has just landed here. Now, this was sent by Edward Gibbon Wakefield. The sailing ship Tory arrived with what was originally known as Tautaranui and later named Queen Charlotte Sound. Yes, I'm reading and probably reading badly. This was named by Captain Cook. The Tory, captained by Edward Shavers, contained an advance party of tasked with purchasing the land and preparing for British immigration. Now, I thought that this is where my whānau, the Edmunds, you know, Edmunds baking powder, Thomas Edmunds had come in, but he actually was on the Waitangi. So that was a bit bummed out there. Five generations after him, he's married into a Māori wahine, and then you have all the Māori Edmunds you know around the motu. Yes. Yeah. Have you got anything to add? Do you know anything about the Tory?
No, I don't. Apart from the name. Oh, I've kind of vaguely heard of the Tory, and of course, it's Tory Street.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah, well, it's not, you know, same as Chaffers. You see these names everywhere, mm-hmm. and you'll pretty much see them on the Tory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you've got a lot of innovation from there. You've got, well, obviously, Edmund's baking powder. That whole business was quite a success here, and that started on the year he landed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yes. I'll never look at those boxed cupcakes again.
No. Well, I think that one of our cousins actually sold the business, so we can't really use the name. I hope you got rich, cuz, whoever you are. I think it's very important to think about things like these at these moments, because there's a lot of, what would we call it, division happening at the moment, but there's successful stories on either side, and yes, they're rather terrible, but I think I just wanted to bring in a little bit of the positives,
Ooh.
Especially to mention that I am takatāpui, tangata whenua, and also Ngāti Tiriti. You know. Now, we're going to move on to music soon, is it? Because mm-hmm. I've got a few songs that we've actually pulled out that I've done personally the hair and makeup on.
Ooh.
Yeah. We have a young woman called Zella, or I should say, yes, a woman called Zella. I don't want to use young all the time. Her first song is No Love. I did the music video clip for this in Auckland. Pretty much her and her mother with me. We ran around the town secondhand shopping, $2 shopping, making all the accessories ourselves. 2 days. Done. Music video done. Fabulous wahine Zella. Zella was a hairdresser in Wellington for over 25 years, and Zella was a client of mine as a 12-year-old. And then I, throughout the years, watched her busking up Cuba Street. No shame. Went to Australia to sell solar panels to make the money to make her music. So I'm very, very proud of Zella, and I love this song too, because it's got that message of, if you don't have anyone, maybe you don't need anyone.
Don't want no love. No, that ain't for me. I got these things to do. I'm gonna be going places. Fuck being in love. I want the beaches daily. I want to run my empire surrounded by honey. Fuck being in love. Don't need your babies. I want that animalistic sex thing to drive you crazy. Got nothing unless you got someone. Why don't they say you ain't got nothing unless you got Don't need all of the shit that you're giving me. I got other ambitions, are you feeling me? Don't need you standing over my shoulder. I'm already old enough. I'm not your baby, won't be a lady. You know I won't give up my heart.
Don't
like that.
Want no love, no one to have to trust, and I'm good with that.
Why don't they say you ain't got nothing unless you got someone?
Big money.
that was Big Mana by Te Kura Huia. Now, I also worked on that music video. That was filmed in Levin. It was a fabulous green screen effect. I've never been on a green screen set before, even though I've done a lot of film. And I worked with Hiona Henare, which is she's a fabulous Māori producer and director. And, I really enjoyed that, doing that. That there, I'm not from Levin, and I got to see Marae there with those artists. I got to see Te Tikanga, and also just working with the people from there was just nice, being so actually from Ruatoria and living in Pōneke. On those kind of topics on Māoridom, Jason Momoa wants to be one of us. He wants to be here living in New Zealand. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, well, he's actually been here for quite a few job projects already. The recent one is Chief of War. That's the one everyone's interested in and has a bit of history in it. Oh, juicy. I wish I was on it. Come on. Surely there were a first lot of half-castes, right? Oh, I could be in there. Come on, cousin Jason, cousin. Or if you need residency, husband. We don't have to be cousins. he also did Minecraft here. Did you know Minecraft was me either? There's so much films filmed here that we don't know. Just in our backyard, no. Mm-hmm. Probably passing them at the supermarket. Oh, without the makeups on.
Yeah.
And also Wrecking Crew. I haven't heard of that one. Have you heard of that? Must be action movie. Mm. Got to be an action movie. Oh, wow. I like
that. It would be a rom-com.
Yeah, I'm more of the Chief of War type. What type of movies do you like?
I don't know, kind of like, I guess, action, drama.
Oh, there you go. So you'll be the Wrecking Crew. That right. Sounds like action for sure. Minecraft will be action for the kids and the whole family. And then I think Chief of War might be a tearjerker.
Mm. Mm.
I've been hearing people are snotting and tearing into their clothes. So take your tissues.
Wow.
Do
you think it's a breakup movie?
Yeah, it's not. It's more like it's history. And when you learn, it's those parts of colonisation we don't really want to look at. But they're quite important. And I think to move forward as one, it's important to think about it. I think there's a lot of division happening with our people at the moment. And people are throwing around the word Pākehā. In my mind, Pākehā was the breath of another land. Like, you're literally a visitor, right? So wouldn't someone be born here because of the treaty, being Ngāti Tiriti? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're a tauhiri or a visitor. Well, just things to think about, because I'm hearing racism out there, guys, and I stamp on it when I see it. So please use your mouths wisely, even though I can't say words properly. So I also offered marriage to Jason Momoa, right, out loud here. Yes, just making sure.
It's on record.
Yeah, and I do hair, makeup. I don't know, I might be able to act. I'll try anything. Give it a go. Give us some money, Cassie. We'll move on to music more now. This next one, I worked on this too. I'll do a little spiel. She is Skylar Love, Hoki Maira. This song is about, I think you can get it. It's about give it back what was taken. It was a beautiful song to work on. We did it at Toi Haukura. Is that what it's called here, the one here? No. What's this art school up in the way to Newtown?
You mean the one up at drama school?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
I want to say Toi Haukura, but I feel like this. Correct us when you see us in the future.
We'll tell you after the break, after the music, right?
Yeah. But anyway, we were in a set the whole time. It was beautiful energy. The music's beautiful. The instruments in it are gorgeous. And it was very mood-setting through the whole shoot. It felt like magic, and I hope people can feel it. So, yes, Skylar Love, Hoki Maira.
You were here, where are you?
ki mai ki aho. Tēnei mea te pūtā, he haka pahawa. He whare kareta, he moni kaha. He whare whakaruruha. He whare tū tangata hau, hoki mai rā. Ngā kōrero, me pēhea e tautoko. Me hoki mai koe, e tika e ngā he. Hoki mai rā koe. Tēnei mea te pūtā, he haka pahawa. He whare kareta, he moni kaha. Whakaruruha. He whare e tū tangata hau, hoki mai rā. E te tau, moke moke nei ahau. Hoki mai rā, e te tau, he wahine.
Listen to that language. How can you not like that?
Oops.
Oh, well, that was a beautiful, beautiful song, wasn't it? And thinking about Māori language, we got to go back to that Toi Haukura, because Toi Haukura actually was in Gisborne and Toi Whakari's in Wellington. But I'm from Gisi Ruatoria area, so I'm going to give myself a little pass for that one. Yes, we were talking about the Māori language, how gorgeous that song sounds. There are studies that bilingual children are actually quite good at juggling ideas and juggling multitasking. Did you know that?
No, I did not. No.
Wow.
But it makes sense.
Yes, it totally makes
sense, right?
Absolutely makes
sense, yeah.
So I watched an interview with the fabulous, fabulous Mahinarangihi. Does everyone know her? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. She is like a princess to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Mahinarangihi literally was talking to Erica Stanford about the studies have shown this fact that bilingual students are actually quite good at juggling ideas and juggling multiple tasks. Now, during the interview, it was quite clear that maybe Erica wasn't. Just something to think about, people. Also, Erica, if you're listening, maybe you need to have a look at those interviews with Jason Momoa at the moment. Yes, they might be very good for you to watch. Go, girl, go look at it. You got to get outside the echo chamber sometimes, people, just saying. We're going to move on with more music now. Now, who's our first one we got coming up there?
It's the Paris Hilton song.
Oh, If the World is Spinning. Now, this song, I know you're going to laugh, but you got to listen to Paris Hilton. She's actually quite a good DJ and is really good at producing, and her music has good messages. This one's message is, if the earth is spinning, got to keep moving, got to keep moving, loves.
Watch you got, give me your best, and I won't turn it down.
And there we go, my two Barbie dolls I love. One's very tall, one's very short, one's from Australia and one's from America. And Sia is actually fabulous. She had parts to do with Paris Hilton's music too, and she sends some of Kylie's new ones. Wonderful artists, and I love the messages she sends. Yeah, so we were talking about languages, and you were saying they can take the words out of our books but not out of our mouths, right? Who was that from?
Yeah, that was something that I saw that Pip Adam shared on Insta this morning from somebody else, which wonderful. I think is just a wonderful quote, right?
Mm, thank you, Pip Adams. Fabulous and so on point and right. This is right. And I think when I heard the news, I was surprised because they were words all of us knew anyway. Like, it's crazy how common they are and that we need them. It's not even a joke. What is the building called now if you need to send someone down by the marae?
Mm,
you know? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense.
And isn't our culture so beautiful because of all of the words that we have, right?
Yes.
Yeah, from wherever they come from, but particularly te reo.
Yeah, sorry cutting you off. You're right, particularly te reo. But I like most of the cultures here. Like, the fact you can go down and get Thai food, Indian food, you know, the fashions. I think their cultures, when you look back, especially with the Asian ones, are so beautiful with their garments. Like, I couldn't imagine a world with all the flavours gone. I think I saw an interview with a woman in America where she was quite angry with all the Trump peace supporters, right? And she was telling them, look, I don't want to see your brr, in the Mexican restaurants or on this restaurant. You go over to, you know, wherever, McDonald's. You go. And then that made me thought of here, and I thought, that's so right. The multiculturalness of our country is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Māori is a huge identity and such a sellable mm-hmm. part of it,
mm-hmm.
you think being a business party, you'd think that's an asset, right?
Come it's on. Just absolutely crazy.
Aye.
It's awful. Aye.
Yes, so I just think people need to look outside, think about the food you love, think about all those fashions, everything that inspires us. Think about peace. You look at the wars happening overseas and the division, we do not need that here. You know, it's wonderful. I'm Māori, I'm from here. I don't feel any ugliness towards any of the cultures, really. I wish we could all come together as one with the spirituality. Aside mm-hmm. from religion, I think religion has its place and I respect everyone's religion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as people, we need to remember to respect each other in our ways.
Definitely, so. And be kind to one another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I already explained that I'm part Edmonds of the baking powder. He actually...
So you help people rise, right?
Yes, yes, sure to rise. That's what they said. Got here and they were complaining about our baking products. Everyone, like the people that got here. So that's when he started it all. Just because
Oh my God.
He problem solved straight away on the boat he was on.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I won't buy any other kind of baking powder. It was out of stock for a little while at my local supermarket. And I was like, I'm not buying any other inferior product.
How are you with Fonterra at the moment?
Not good.
It was hard for me in the beginning, but I think we need to stand up sometimes to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And those prices are stupid.
Absolutely stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, it's coming down. We went literally to the supermarket yesterday and hadn't it gone up? Does it up by like a few more dollars?
Probably.
So that's telling me that what I'm reading online and what I'm seeing in the shops is not corresponding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's also what we've just recently done with studies on bilingualism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's just maths not adding up here for a party that loves the maths. She can't do the calculations. So we're going to move on with a little bit of music. What's my first one I pick next? Yes, it's my first time, guys. I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
We've got No One Dies From Love.
Tove Lo.
Tove Lo.
Yes, yes. And yes, you come from that land too. You were saying you're Viking woman, eh?
Way back.
I love the Tove Lo. Me and my cousin love Tove Lo. And we bought tickets, $150 each in Auckland. And we had a family emergency and couldn't go. No, I didn't even sell them out. And I was happy to support an artist I liked who wrote their own music and brought themselves up.
Yeah.
That was so, I was happy with giving that wahine, you know, her, yeah. Well, from my point of view, just desserts. So yes, Tavlo, love her, amazing live performer. I love the freedom of femininity she expresses. You'll actually get into some of her songs, Pineapple Lumps and stuff. I won't say what they're about, but if you look into it, you'll get
oh.
it. Yes, please enjoy, everyone.
We were so magical, why end this way? I know you're furious, you're just like me. You got good reasons, but I do too. What really happened here? I wish I knew. It escalated so fast. We have things we can't take back. It escalated too soon. I know what they say. I know that they say that no one dies from love. Guess I'll be the first. Will you remember us? Oh, are the memories to stay with blood now? No one dies from love. Guess I'll be the first. Will you remember us? Oh, are the memories to stay with blood now?
I try my best with you, you claim the same.
Well, that's my surprise for the next song. I'm a bit busted, thank you. Oh, yes, let's talk about Tavlo. I always pick songs from artists I like and the reasons why you will get. Tavlo's very pro, what will we say, female sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of songs, that's why I didn't pick some of them, that are a bit not really adult. She does it in a clever way, but you'll see. It's just owning, I guess, being sexy if you want to. And mm-hmm. then it's not for anyone else, just for yourself or who you choose it to be for.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've spent, especially in these recent times, women have just come out of the dark ages, sadly enough, far behind men, not to their fault. And I'm seeing concerning movements in politics that seems men are looking like they're wanting, well, certain men of power looking like they're wanting to drag women back mm-hmm. to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And not just back to the kitchen. I heard a crazy random thing. It might be back to a teenager in the kitchen too.
Mm.
Yeah, allegedly.
Scary, we write, yeah, scary stuff.
Well, we don't want to say too much because they got friends here now, don't they?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but we all know who it is. And mm-hmm. yeah, that makes me think about certain files, allegedly files.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's all I wanted to say about Tavlo. If you're a female that kind of wants something a bit cheeky and a little bit extra on that sexy side, give her a listen. It's kind of cleverly done and she's quite a good artist. So next we're going to shift into a song I love because I've been through a few breakups and I don't always like lovey songs that are happy. But this one is about embracing being single and maybe you just don't need someone if it's not right. song always makes me feel like, you know, better about not having someone in the bed with you. There's so many songs about being in love at the moment, and it's like, hey, where's the one for us single people? You know, some people choose to be single. I have chosen to because it's a necessity at the moment. You know, there's people out there, you always looking for that other one, right? And I did it a lot. But then I realised one day when I was looking in the mirror, hey, I wouldn't date you. So now I'm waiting till I'm dateable.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I know, but...
I'm sure you're dateable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's some like
people,
what...
Some
what,
people just have to appreciate you. That's
yeah, but I think I can be better than this and then we'll get a better date. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm at my B grade now and I'm going to get a B grade date. And right. When I A grade up, I'm going to throw away the B grade and be a horrible person. So just keep the grades out until you've got what you want, right? But it was personally from hearing my girlfriends and some gay friends that were single, but, you know, the tragically single, and actually listening to them made me realise it. You're like, oh, this one isn't good enough, or that one isn't, you know, and the expectations were way higher than what they were actually serving on the plate. That's something to think about, people. So, yes, my 25 years in hairdressing and has led me to this Access Radio to talk to you all. And this is my first go and I was so nervous and it has actually been so amazing thanks to Fiona. Yeah, you have to be here every time.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to be chaining you to my leg. I need you.
But you've done a couple of shows with Lani already on the Raw Fish Show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was excited to work with Lani the Magnificent, mm-hmm. right, today. But Lani's actually sick.
Oh.
Yeah. Get well soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get well, Lani.
Yeah, stay in bed, drink mm-hmm. your fluids.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Vitamin C, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You got it. But also, you let me down today. We're going to move back into some music for a little bit. What's our next one? Hey, I'll ask you more.
It's the Kylie Minogue.
Oh, Kylie, again, my auntie, my lovely auntie. A My Oh My.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a bit cheeky and sexy for us.
Driven the night, and every word we're hearing sounds like What's your sign? I'm Kylie, it's Gemini. What's your drink? Let me buy. You had me when you said hi.
That was Tovolo, Kylie Minogue and Bebe Rexha. If you didn't notice by now, I'm pretty gay and a drag queen. That's right, a Māori Minogue, the Māori cousin of the Minogues. Next Wednesday, there's a strike.
Yeah.
Do you know what type of strike?
Well, you were telling me in the break, it's a teacher strike.
Yes, it is. It's our secondary teacher strike.
Right.
They're 1%. It wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not enough.
No, considering how much things are costing.
Yeah. How important the job is.
How important the job is, yeah. Definitely.
I thought, you know, if someone's raising your kids, the whole next generation, you might want to give them more than a penny.
Yeah. These secondary teachers are setting them up for the rest of their life.
Right? Yeah. And I was hearing heaps of misinformation or disinformation, and I forget how we have to label it now, about them getting such high pays when we know the higher pays are a little bit under what they're throwing out there. So I think I'm going to go 100% in and support our teachers. Sorry, government, it's time to support the teachers, people.
So is there a march or is it more...
It's worldwide.
Worldwide?
It's all around the Motu.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's everywhere Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to support your teachers, if you want to see a change, show them. Mm-hmm. If you care about the children, show them. Come on, people. It's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten through my first show alive.
Mm-hmm.
No place have been called. I don't think any spies are listening to us.
No, well, they might do on the podcast later, but yeah, you'll be fine.
Thank you so much for today. Mm-hmm. Get well, Sulani. I was a little angry you weren't going to be here for me at first, but now I feel excited and happy that I made it through. We've got our last song popping up, is it soon?
Mm-hmm.
This one is just going out to everyone. Peace, love. It's the beautiful Stan Walker with his beautiful voice singing, I Am.
We are the color found in the spring. You are the wind breathing to me. You inherit me, I inherit you. I am the language you speak to me. As far as the eye could see, everything is changed. Tell me, how can we stand by?
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.